And we are back here on the scorecard on News Talk 1230 WFAS. I'm Chris D'Angelo, and right now we have a very special guest on the line. UFC middleweight champion Chris Weidman joins the show. Chris has a big fight coming up this weekend. Long-awaited fight coming up this weekend against Vitor Belfort. Chris, how's it going today?
What's up, guys? Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, you're a guy who, in the UFC, for fans who don't know, you know, relative, not new, but to the mainstream fan, you know, you've been champion for a while now. You beat Anderson Silva. You're the guy who beat Anderson Silva, and you beat him twice. Now, with this fight coming up against Vitor Belfort, you had your last fight against Lyoto Machida. What was that, a year ago now, or a little over a year ago?
My Lyoto Machida fight was in July, so less than a year ago, but so about, what was it, 10 months, or nine months, or something like that. So getting there.
So with, you know, you've had some injuries. With that long of a layoff, do you feel like there might be some ring rust?
Oh, the good thing is this. If there is a thing as ring rust, Vitor's been out about over a year and a half, so he's going to have more ring rust.
Right.
I haven't put too much joy into it. I've been out longer than a year before, I think twice, actually, with injuries. So, and I came back fine. So it's nothing that I'm really concerned about.
Now, Chris, you're...
And I think one of them was actually my... One of them was my first Anderson Silva fight when I knocked him out.
Well, there you go. I guess you can't really have No, go ahead.
I think ring rust might be a good thing for me.
Yeah, absolutely. Not everybody knocks out Anderson Silva after a year of ring rust.
Yeah, no one's ever knocked him out, but no big deal.
Yeah, right. Exactly. Well, I mean, this fight with Vitor, I mean, you're in a deep, deep division, Chris, and, you know, you're at the top of it. You're the champion. You knocked off the king, Anderson Silva. You did it twice. You beat Lyoto Machida, but this is a deep division. And there's people who will say, you know, this is a division with guys gunning for you. There's people who say, you know, Vitor Belfort is the guy to beat Chris Weidman. And then if he's not, there's this whole other list of guys. What do you have to do Saturday night to establish yourself as the top guy, even though you really have? But, you know, there's still doubters.
Oh, yeah, there's doubters. And after the fight, I'll tell the doubters, hey, you guys are wrong once again. There was doubters before my first Anderson Silva fight. There was doubters before my second Anderson Silva fight. There was doubters before my little Machida fight. And there's doubters now. And every single time, I keep proving them wrong. And I'll keep smiling. And I appreciate them because it motivates me. And stay on for the ride, you doubters. And I'll keep proving you wrong.
What's the game plan for Vitor? Are you looking to end this before five rounds?
Oh, absolutely. It's going to be ended before five rounds, 100%. That's not even a question. I want to go out there and completely dominate and finish the fight. Smooth.
Now, you saw what he was able to do to Lou Rockhold. Again, it was over a year and a half ago, and there was the whole, you know, TRT controversy. And, you know, what is Vitor Belfort going to look like when he's not on TRT? Does that even factor into your mind whatsoever, or are you just straight ahead, focused on yourself and what you're going to do to Vitor?
No, yeah, I can't really worry about, you know, if he's still taking stuff or if he isn't or whatever. It doesn't matter to me. I got to go out there and dominate this guy. I got to be prepared for a tough dude. You know, I've seen there's, you know, obviously, you know, you watch the guy who you're going to be fighting, so I've watched his fights, and there's fights where he hasn't looked that jacked up. Like, his body definitely changes a lot. And his fights, he hasn't looked that jacked up, and he's actually done amazing. He's probably looked some of his best fights are when he wasn't super jacked. And then there was fights where he was super jacked and he did good, and there's fights when he was super jacked and he didn't do good. So, for me, I think actually not having as much muscle is a better thing. You know, I'm not the most jacked guy. You know, you have better cardio when you don't have as much muscle, which is important. You're more limber, you're more flexible. So I'm expecting a more loose Vitor who's ready to bring it all to get his third belt.
Yeah, I mean, the thing with Vitor, too, is, I mean, he's been fighting for 20 years at this point in MMA and in the UFC. And, you know, it's there's only so, I mean, obviously steroids or extra synthetic testosterone is going to help. But, I mean, there's a point where you got to say the guy is just, he's one of the most skilled fighters ever, and you have the chance to knock him off on Saturday night, very similar to how you knocked off Anderson Silva.
Yeah, I mean, you can't take away that stuff. I mean, he's knocking people out with head kicks and spinning back kicks. I don't know how much the TRT's helping to do that stuff, or it's a skill. So I'm thinking it's skill, and he brings a lot to the table. He's he's a legend in the sport, and that's the guys I want to fight. I want to fight legends. That's what's kind of what I got used to fighting.
We're talking to UFC middleweight champ Chris Weidman. He's fighting Vitor Belfort this Saturday night. Coming up now, Chris, I want to switch gears a little bit. Now, you've been champion for a while now. We saw some of the things that happened with John Jones. Now, I don't know John Jones. I don't know how well you know him, but you know, he always seemed like the guy who was clean cut, but then we found out more and more. We found out about some of the things that were going wrong with John Jones. And now with this most recent, the car accident, the hit and run, and all of that, you know, a lot of people attribute that to the fact that he's a champion at a young age and he wasn't ready for the life of being a champion. How have you dealt with that, you know, being a champion? Has that had any effect on you?
Yeah, I mean, it's not easy. You get pretty much you get what you want when you want it. It's no joke being, you know, the champ of the world. So I don't judge John Jones at all for what he did. You know, obviously the biggest thing was with the lady, the pregnant lady.
Right.
I want to make sure she's okay and that the baby's okay. I think that's obviously the most important thing. But I just think John's going down the wrong path, and I think there's circumstances where, you know, you can't judge him because you're not in his situation. If you're in a situation, you might be doing the same thing. I might be doing the same thing, and I could have very well done the same thing. But I think this is a good opportunity for him to bounce back and, you know, be a role model for people, because this guy has messed up so much publicly. Everyone knows all the mistakes he's made, and everybody has mistakes, so people can relate with mistakes. So I think when he comes back, he's open. He could be open and honest with people and be the role model that he should be. That's the direction that he needs to go into, and hopefully he does. Hopefully he comes back and he's spiritually, mentally better, in a better place, separates himself from the people that were kind of leading him down the wrong path. And so I think there's an upside to this if he's smart and he gets his stuff together.
Chris, you mentioned before that you want to beat legends. Now, you have a very stacked division with a lot of talented younger guys, but you know, with MMA, I thought MMA was going to be legal in New York by now. It seemed like that whole, the whole MMA legalization in New York was going to be at least decided. Do you know anything about that? I mean, you're a New York guy. Do you know where that's at all?
Yeah, I mean, they have to. So it was pretty much dirty politics on why MMA hasn't been legal in New York. It's the only place in not only in America you can't fight, but also in the world. And it was dirty politics. There was a guy named Sheldon Silver that was holding him back because he was in with the unions. I don't want to go into it, but basically this guy got arrested now. He was the head of the assembly. He's pretty much the most powerful guy in New York. He's gone. So now there's somebody else. We have till June for the Senate. The MMA has already passed through the Senate, and now we're waiting for it to get voted on in the assembly. That has to be done before June. Once that gets voted on in the assembly, we're good to go. So we're just waiting for that to get put on the assembly floor. After that, you need some time to, you know, get things going in New York, and it'll probably they'll be ready to have a fight sometime in December is the plan. It's the first time I think they have a date set, maybe first or second time they have a date set in Madison Square Garden ready to go, hoping it gets legalized.
Well, Chris, where I was going with that initial point was, you know, you say you want to fight legends, and John Jones, even at 27 years old, you know, I think a lot of people would consider him a legend, if not maybe the greatest mixed martial artist of all time. What does the idea of fighting a guy like John Jones at Madison Square Garden, like, what? How amped up does that get you?
I'm amped for May 23rd against Vitor Belfort at the MGM, and that's the only guy I'm really focused on right now. However, I want to fight the best guys there are. I want to fight guys that people think I can't beat. And John Jones is definitely a guy that would give me that opportunity to kind of point at the doubters and smile after the fight. So that excites me. And so that would be – just fighting at Madison Square Garden would be a dream, but I need a big fight. I need a huge monster fight. So I don't know who it's going to be, but it needs to be big.
UFC middleweight champ Chris Weidman fights Vitor Belfort this Saturday, May 23rd. Chris, I mean, I don't want to put you on the spot, and maybe you've said this before in the past, but what round? Well, how are you going to finish Vitor?
I'm going second round.
Second round. You heard it from him. Well, Chris, good luck this Saturday, and I'll definitely be watching.
All right, cool. Take care.